Shore Talk, the sound of yachting world.
The speculation is over. It's a cat, it's 70 foot, and a fleet of 12 will be sailing at venues around the world in the first professional fleet racing series, due to start either late 2009 or early 2010. The World Sailing League is the project that Russell Coutts and Paul Kayard have been busy cooking up over the last couple of years. Now they're joined by João Lagos, a renowned Portuguese sports promoter who is underwriting the building of the boats and setting up the tour. I met up with the men behind the project at the announcement in Lisbon, Portugal. So I'm joined by Paul Kayard and Russell Coutts. Neither need any introduction at all. Paul, I'd like to start with you. The boat looks really exciting, the 70-foot boat. You've got quite a lot of experience in high-performance 70-footers with your Volvo stuff, but I just wondered if you could put it into context, the whole power and the potential speed of this boat.
Well, the boat is going to be very fast, 30 knots plus, very easily driven. We're setting it up so that it'll be exciting even in 6 knots of wind. We'll have our hands full in 30 knots of wind, even after reefing a bit. You know, the boat's going to look very, very advanced and very modern. Very fine hulls. It looks like an arrow. And it'll be rocked up on one hull. And I think when I think of my son, and he's just getting in the 49er now, it's really something that a kid is going to look at and go, shit, that is a cool boat. You know, just to go sailing on it is cool. And then you could race it, too. You know, that whole thing, I think, for me is I want to be part of something that's attractive. You know, I want to have a nice boat, nice product to be involved with.
And as modern technology gets further and further down the line and the performances of boats goes up and up and up, it's almost impossible for an average sailor to imagine what kind of speeds or what the speeds feel like. But what kind of speeds are you talking about with this boat?
Well, to be honest, I don't think there are any boats out there today that will sustain these speeds on a regular basis. A catamaran has inherent advantages in terms of producing speed. It's a very light boat, yet it has a lot of riding moment because of the two hulls. So it's just is very easily driven and achieves high rates of speed very easily. And no, there is no other boat like it, and that's part of what makes the World Sailing League unique within the sport of sailing.
What kind of speeds are we talking about?
We're talking about 30 plus. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it hits 40. We hit 40 on the Volvo 70. Of course, it was on, you know, big seas and big waves. We won't be taking these into the Southern Ocean. Well, Russ wants to, but I'm telling him it's not a good idea. But I think, and you know, you get a. I think if we get 25 knots of wind on a river like right here in front of Lisbon, we'll be doing 35.
That'd be quite spectacular.
That's what, 50 kilometers, 55 kilometers? I don't know. It'll. The average guy just walking down the shore will stop and look at that.
Sounds great. Russell, you've got some interesting ideas on the racing format as well. You were telling me earlier on about it's not just about the boat, it's not just about the performance, but you've got some ideas on how different the racing might be. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, it was certainly factored into the choice of boats as well, that the idea is to race these boats inshore, often on a confined course that'll force the boats to change direction. And, you know, you can imagine a big multi-hull will come to the limits of that course very, very quickly. So I should imagine that many of the courses that we're thinking of, there's going to be a lot of manoeuvring, and that's going to put in these boats, obviously there'll be big speed changes as you're manoeuvring. It'll put a lot of emphasis on the crew work. That's the first thing. And we're obviously interested to develop these courses to make it as exciting as possible to race the boats, and also, you know, hopefully as exciting as possible to look at the racing.
So this won't be, like a lot of high-performance boats, when we see them doing, say, windward leeward courses, they tend to sort of end up banging the corners, and in the case of 49ers, Paul mentioned the 49er, quite often you see them doing a one-tack beat and a one-jibe run, sure. But you're going to try and constrain the course somehow.
That's right. If you bring in the limits of the course, then you're forcing the boats to come back together again, and with 12 one-design boats, that's going to create plenty of situations, I would imagine.
Especially if they're spearing at each other at 30 knots on both sides.
That's one of the things, you know. We were just talking about it last night, that imagine being in a situation where maybe you can jibe and cross the other boat, but maybe not, you know.
at a closing speed of 60 knots.
60, yeah. Well, let's find out. Do you really want to find out?
Now, you mentioned some other quite radical ideas about this format of racing. You mentioned downwind starts was one of the things you mentioned earlier.
We're certainly looking at the format to improve the visibility of the event and improve the challenge for the sailors, you know. Things like an upwind start, you know, many times the boats that get the best start get to capitalise on that for the next 5 or 10 minutes. In our situation, we're racing on a very short course. But if, for example, you turn that round and start the boats downwind, then the boats that get the good start, they then don't get to capitalise even more on it, apart from perhaps going the right direction, than, you know, the boats that didn't get such a great start. And, you know, it just, for me as a sailor, it just it doesn't seem that appealing that much of the racing that we do is ended in the first few minutes of the race, you know, depending on who gets the good start.
And you also mentioned something about time trials as well. You got an idea for time trials?
Well, one of the appealing things about multi-hulls is that, I guess from an event standpoint, is that it's a big challenge to sail these boats across the breeze. It's not like reaching in a monohull where you can just, you know, trim the sails and the boat leans over a bit more and you can go across the breeze. This is a boat that, to go across the breeze, you're right on the edge. You know, that you're in what's called no man's land, where you've either got to go upwind or downwind or find a way of depowering it going across the breeze. And I should, you know, got the idea that we'd like to try on the prototype that maybe, you know, a very simple format for one day racing, even though the emphasis will be on fleet racing, obviously, is to look at a time trial format that would put a real emphasis on the ability of the teams to actually push it right to the edge on the one hand, you know, to judge how to get the fastest from A to B within a certain time frame. And I can imagine the first team going through might be fairly conservative just to post the time in windy conditions, but by the time the last team's going through, they'd know the time to beat.
And would they be able to go through as many times as they wanted? It was just their fastest time?
We have to develop this idea, so it's in the early phases, but when we've opened the discussions, yeah, that's the thinking. You might have a 50-minute window or whatever, or a 40-minute window, and you can go through those gates as many times as you want, when you want. So there'd also be the factor of the other boats interfering, perhaps, you know. Those are ideas that could be developed, but you can imagine that could be a very, very simple concept for you to understand, yet very, very challenging from a sailing perspective.
Yeah, very exciting ideas, and as I say, it sounds like it's more about the event as well as the boat, not just the boat.
Absolutely.
But Paul, you've been involved in the Olympics, you've just gone around the world in the Volvo 70s, you're signed up with the Spanish, the America's Cup team, you're doing all the top sports. How much of that experience at the very Grand Prix, the very sharp end of Grand Prix racing, has been factored into giving you the ideas for this event?
Well, obviously a lot of it. You know, we've taken the experience that we have in our sport and looked at what we like about it and some things that we don't like, and we've looked outside our sport at a lot of other events. You know, the global circuit, you can easily see that comes from Formula One. Some way of keeping the costs within reasonable limits. You know, the NFL and NASCAR have, you know, good formulas for that, which produce a level playing field with a lot of lead changes and a lot of excitement from that. So, yes, of course, we're using our sailing experiences, but we've also looked outside to other sports.
And Russell, I have to ask, I mean, you were saying earlier on, and it's quite apparent from the press conference, that this is a huge project. It's going to take up an awful lot of time, and it goes a long way into the future, 2009, 2010. Does this mean that you won't have any time for the Cup, and there's lots of speculation about where you might pop up next? Can you shed any light on that?
Well, you know, I mean, for me, I like competition, and whilst I haven't ruled the Cup out, I really don't know when the next event will be and where it'll be and what boats it'll be in and so forth. So I'm gonna wait and see what happens, and, you know, this year, and who wins it, and then obviously make a call after that. But right now, you know, it's pretty obvious what I'm focusing on.
So you'll still be watching as keenly as everybody else, but for a different reason.
Oh yeah, I think the Cup racing is going to be great, and you know, I'll be watching it for sure.
Great. Russell Coutts, Paul Kayard, thanks very much.
Thank you.
to see the boat and read more about the project, make sure you see the April issue of Yachting World. I'm Matthew Sheehan, and until next time.
Shore Talk, the sound of Yachting World.
Shore Talk is an Airwaves Media production for Yachting World.